Would you please turn to the Holy Book, to the book of Exodus, chapter 17, verse 8 through the 13. And as you look up those verses, for those that have identified these pages, help those around you and find them. Then in a little bit we'll stand and read.
请大家搬到出埃及记十七章第八到十三节，在宣语的九十二页。
I'm really honored to have Pastor Ted Lam today in our congregation.
今天我们很荣幸有林牧师参加我们今天的这个主日崇拜。
It's a challenge for me because this is the first time that I'll be sharing a sermon in front of my teacher.
第一次在我老师面前证道，我感到有些紧张。
But I will pose him a challenge today also with the message that God has prepared my heart to deliver.
但是呢，我今天呢也是是神在我心中给了一个信息让我去传播。
Because of the very position that he is in right now, the influence of him over the churches using the message today will be greatly will give God greatly the honor and glory.
今天我们的布道的内容呢，就是是在因为林牧师现在的位置呢，是帮助很多教会做事工。那么今天的信息呢，是会有希望这个信息呢，能够在使我们能够共同荣耀神。
So as you look up those verses, would you stand in honor of reading God's words together, please? Exodus 17:8 through 13.
请大家肃立念出埃及记的第十七章第八到十三节，宣于九十二页。
The Amalekites defeated the
请大家一块先念英文。
The Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Ramadim. Moses said to Joshua, Choose some of our men and go out to fight the Amalekites. Tomorrow I will stand on top of the hill with the staff of God in my hands. So Joshua fought the Amalekites as Moses had ordered. Then Moses, Aaron, and Hur went to the top of the hill.As long as Moses held up his hands, the Israelites were winning. But whenever he lowered his hands, the Amalekites were winning. When Moses' hands grew tired, they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. Aaron and Hur held his hands up one and one on side, one on the other side, so that his hands remained steadily until sunset. So Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword.
请大家跟我一块念中文第八节开始那时亚玛利人来在利非定和以色列人征战摩西对约书亚说你为我们选出人来出去和亚玛利人征战明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上于是约书亚照着摩西对他所说的话行和亚玛利人征战摩西亚伦以户尔都上了山顶摩西何时举手以色列人就得胜何时垂手亚玛利人就得胜但摩西的手发沉他们就搬石头来放在他以下他就坐在上面亚伦与户尔扶着他的手一个在这边一个在那边他的手就稳住直到日落的时候约书亚用刀杀了亚玛利王和他的百姓
Let's bow our head and pray
让我们大家一块低头祈祷
Holy Father, I thank you for this morning.
神圣天父，感谢今天早上的崇拜。
For this special time that we can come before you and to learn your words.
在这个特别的时间，我们来到您面前来学习您的话语。
But more importantly, help us to look into these words and get the message out of the word.
但真正是让我们能够从话语里边得到您的真理。
Allow us to open our hearts and our ears and our eyes to see and feel your heart.
让我们张开心灵张开耳朵倾听您的教导使我们能够感受到您的教导
Give us insights to understand the work of a church
让我们能看到教会施工的真谛
Do not let us lose sight in busy doing the church work
不要让我们忙着做教会的事而忘了教会的施工
Help us to understand correctly what it means by doing the work of a church
让我们知道真正做教会事工的真正的意义在哪里。
May you bless your own word and bless each one that's here this morning.
请您祝福今天早上道会的会众，也请您祝福我们今天的布道。
And allow me and Jane to speak as one.
使我们两个人和翻译同时说您的话。
It's in Jesus' mighty name I pray.
奉基督的名，我们这样向您祈祷。
Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
请大家坐下。
I'm so excited about the sermon today that I decided not to want to stick with this speakerphone here in the front.
我今天感到为今天正道感到很激动，所以呢，我就不想用这个扩声器，而是用这个传声筒。
Now, this passage that we just read gave us an example of the biblical teamwork for the work of a church.
今天我们读的这个章节呢，给我们一个非常生动的记录了一个团队教会团队工作的一个精神。
The Amalekites were a wandering tribe located in the arid area between Canaan and Egypt.
亚玛利人呢是一个犹洛部族，他们是在迦南地和以色列人住宅地之间的一个犹洛部族。
Now the Amalekites came and attacked the Israelites at Rephidim.
亚玛利人来袭击以色列人在腓立丁这个地方袭击。
And so Moses took the lead, but he delegated Joshua to go to the battlefield.
摩西呢是个领袖，但是呢他就指挥约书亚呢去征战。
Moses did not go into the battlefield himself.
摩西自己本人并没有到战场上去。
And Joshua at this time appeared for the first time as the leader of God's army.
约书亚呢是第一次作为神的军队，他作为一个领袖。
And Joshua overcame the Amalekite army with the sword.
约书亚呢战胜的亚玛利人用的是什么呢？用的是刀。
So this is a simple story and a passage that describes or depicts a battlefield, but it does not give us a great details as to what actually went on in the battle.
这一段章节呢描写了一个这个战场的这个情况，但是呢没有给更多的细节。
However, it delivered to us a message that's very important and very clear to us.
虽然没有细节，但是告诉我们一个非常清楚的真理。
Joshua won the battle not so much because of his own might or his military power.
约书亚得胜并不是依靠他自己的能力或者他自己的权力。
It wasn't even because of the wisest and the strongest leader at that time, Moses.
也不是因为摩西的领导才能或者是领导能力。
But it was because of the staff of God which was lifted up.
而是因为神杖被高高的举起了。
So this has given us a message about how we ought to work as a church, and I will elaborate that in a little bit.
这个告诉我们作为一个教会来说应该怎么样工作的。
Now, Joshua is very much, he is a military leader, but he is very much like a captain or a team leader of a soccer team that I was talking about last week.
约书亚在这里呢是个军事领袖，但是就像我们在踢足球里当中，他就像一个足球队长一样。
He is the one that chooses the people to work in his team.
他选人到他的队里头帮他一块去征战。
Moses didn't choose for him.
摩西并没有选约书亚。
It's almost like us when our church right now is nominating the leaders and the committee members. It's the nominating committee that is assigning the people to work in different committees.
就像我们教会现在进行的这个提名委员会的选人，是提名委员会选出人来去参加教会的这个委员会的施工。
And they nominate and choose the people based on the areas of interest and also the gifts and talents that God gave them.
他们选人是基于这些人的兴趣以及他们的神所给他们赋予他们的才能来选出做我们教会的领袖的。
And when these people are assigned or delegated the responsibility to lead the church, these are the people that God chose to rule or to help the church, to organize the church as a team.
一旦这些人被选出来是 神的旨意把他们选出来的话，这些人就带领我们教会做 神的施工。
Now that's maybe off a little bit from the story.
当然跟这个我们今天讲的这个章节似乎有点岔开了。
So let me tell you a little bit more about that story that we just read.
我想在刚才讲的这个故事里边再讲的详细点。
Be careful as to what I said. The two combine with each other very closely.
这两个关系很密切。
Moses did not go to the battlefield because he sees the importance of the spiritual reality of the battle.
摩西为什么没有自己亲自到战场上参加征战呢？是因为看到这个在属神的力量 在这个战争当中是起了重要作用。
He did not see the battle as a battle where you have to use sword and use weapons and use other things in order to fight the Amalekites.
他知道的在这个征战以亚玛利人征战的话不光是靠刀和剑。
What he saw as the most important thing to win a battle is the staff of God, the presence of God.
因为摩西知道这个征战要得胜的话靠的是神战，因为这个是属灵的征战。
And so Moses held up that staff of God, and to preserve that staff of God or the presence of God, he was only able to do that through prayers.
因为摩西呢高举这个神战，他靠的是什么呢？靠的是祷告。
And he has to constantly remind himself that he has to have God's presence in order to lead his people.
他自己心里知道，不断提醒自己，要带领他的人，他的以色列民族的话，他需要有的是神与他同在。
And in order to do that, he has to delegate his responsibilities to Joshua.
要需要这样做的话，他需要把他的责任呢指派给一些人，像约书亚这样的人。
He cannot be in the battlefield fighting with the sword in his hands and at the same time holding a staff of God, of rod.
如果他到战场上去一边征战一边把那个神杖高举起的话，那几乎是不可能的。
Now another thing that he realized as important is that he has to have assistance.
他也意识到他必须要有助手。
Who went up to the mountain with Moses at that time?
那个时候是谁跟摩西一块上山的呢？
Aaron and Hur.
是亚伦和希尔。
They are the assistants that are very indispensable to him.
这亚伦和霍尔呢，他们两个是很重要的助手。
It's almost like the deacons working in the church, and I described you last time that the office of pastor and office of deacons have to work very closely together.
就像我们教会的执事一样，就像我上次在布道的时候提到，这个执事和这个教会的牧师呢，必须密切合作，才能帮助这个教会共同施工，进行有很好的效果。
There will be times when a pastor grows weary or burdened or heavy that he couldn't take up that load, even that staff of rod of God, that the leaders, the assistants will be helping him lift it up.
有时候单神的这个领袖不能够完全胜任这个工作，有时候他感到疲乏，又感到精力憔悴的时候，在这种时候呢，需要助手。就像这个陈诚一看这段描写的话，需要助手把两个人把他的手举起来，共同扶持他，能够把神的这个神杖高高举起。
All the deacons and the committee chairpersons and everyone that plays a role in the leadership of the church is very important in support of the pastor's work.
在教会所有的选出来的领袖，像委员会的委员，所有的委员的话，对于这个教会的工作来说，是起到很重要的支持作用的。
When Moses was not able to lift up that staff of God,
但摩西不能够把这个神杖举起来的时候，
Aaron helped.
亚伦就帮助了
Her help.
而户也帮助了
And sometimes even when they work together as a team, they still couldn't do it just with their flesh and their strength.
有时候他们一个人单独工作的时候就不能做到，因为感觉到身体憔悴了。
So they use some equipment.
他们就必须用一些工具来帮助。
A piece of stone.
或者说一块石头。
Or it can be anything, but here there is a representation of something other than human help.
这里说这个石头的代表的就是说除了人力之外还有其他仪器设备的支持。
Now I have described to you an example of the way that Moses has led his people and to take that example and applied it in the church.
我们刚才跟已经讲过了，就是摩西 的用这个办法呢，这个他用的这个办法在我们教会也适用。
What is a church?
什么是教会？
Church is a manifestation of God's love and mercy in order to spread His gospel.
教会是展现神的恩典和慈爱，为了传播他的福音的这么样一个机构。
It is not a church organization doing some church work as some of us would think.
而不是光是做一个教会的事的这些单纯的事物的一个机构。
Now a church has to have some basics. The chairs for each of you to sit and the air conditioning is to make us feel comfortable.
教会有要一些基本的设施，像椅子提供我们坐，然后那个空调使我们感到舒适。
But we need to realize that even these are not mandatory because in the prehistoric time or in the earlier times, people didn't use chairs to sit down to listen to God's word if people didn't have an air conditioning.
但是这些条件呢，就是并不是是非要具备的。在远古的时候，在我们旧的这个圣经这个新约里头哈，当他们听到的时候，并不一定需要椅子来坐，也不需要很好的空调，但是同样他们能接受不到。
But if you are running a church today without chairs and AC, I'm sure that church won't grow very fast.
但是如果当今的现代社会如果没有椅子的话，那个教会可能成长不会太快了。
It's unfortunate, but that's reality.
这是一个不幸的现实，但是是一个事实。
Now there are other things that as a church that we would see a church is doing.
但是另外我们看到教会做的另外一种事情。
A church organizes programs and they organize activities and they use people to help in the staff members.
教会有很多各样的各种各样的节目，他们节目当中的很多人在主持这些节目。
We needed a secretary to help us out on all of the daily activities that the church has to handle.
我们也需要秘书在掌握我们这个每天教会的一些事务。
And we need to plan our budget so we spend wisely, and we need to have committees working together as a team.
我们也需要一些委员会来共同工作，也需要这个财经委员会来计算我们的开支。
And surprisingly enough, a church needs a pastor.
我们教会也需要牧师。
And all of these are very important, yes, to maintain a church work.
为了保持这个教会正常运行的话，这些条件是需要的。
But the church work is very different from the work of a church.
但是教会的事务和教会的事工是非常不同的。
And I assure you that I really didn't know how to preach about this yet until this morning when I was praying here, seeking God's guidance, exactly how I'm going to present this message to you.
我一直对要怎么样把今天布道的话始终没有底，一直到今天早上到这里，我坐在这里寻求神的旨意，请神给我指示要怎么样布道的话，我才得到了真正的启示。
And one thing that I learned from God this morning was that the church work is supposed to supportthe work of the church and not to replace the work of a church.
那么我现在得到的启示就是说呢，教会的事务呢是为了帮助教会的事工，而不是让事工服务于教会的事务。
Now in the church, all that is involved in is all the programs and the activities that they have to run and the church building that they have to build and the things that they have to process daily on their desk.
那么教会当然有很多事情，有节目要进行，有各种各样的活动要进行，各种各样的事务要安排。
If that is all that is there to it, I don't want to have any part in it.
如果那个就是教会存在的真实意义的话，那么我真的不想作为教会的一员。
Why?
为什么呢？
There are other hundreds and hundreds of other institutions that probably can do a much better job in that than we as a church can do.
因为有各种各样的更好的那些组织能够把这些事务做得比我们更好。
You want to find a company that runs program advertisements better than the church can do?
如果你想找 如果你想找一个公司能够做这些广告，能够做这些组织工作做得很出色的话，你可以找到上千上万这样的公司。
You want to find beautiful buildings, the banks and the insurance companies, they have probably the best, nicest buildings in the world.
如果你要找漂亮的这个建筑物的话，那么银行了这些保险公司了，他们的那些建筑辉煌得很。
But the work of a church is very different from the church work.
那么但是教会的事务和教会的事工是完全不同的两回事。
We have learned some from the story that we just learned a moment ago by reading Exodus chapter 17 in knowing the distinctions between the two.
在这两者之间的区别，在刚才讲的那个章节里边，就是出埃及记十七章，讲得很清楚了。
The difference between the two in that passage is that in the daily understanding of a church work, it's like in a battle. You ought to fight with weapon, some sword or any kind of weapon. Nowadays, you use F-16 or F-18, whatever numbers you aim go up to.
就是说在那个你到这个战场上去征战的时候需要用刀，需要用枪。在现在的话就是 M-16, F-14 这样的武器的话你是需要的。
But Moses didn't see it the way that we ordinary that we would see it on every day of our lives.
但是摩西看这个问题呢，不像我们正常的凡人的所看的这种眼光。
He sees that battlefield being a place where he has to use the staff God in order to fight and to win over the enemy.
他看到的是，他首先要有属灵的支持，就是说他必须举起神杖， 这样的常常能 在战场上得胜。
So now let me elaborate a little more on what exactly is the work of a church.
那么我想讲的详细一点，什么是教会的事工呢？
The work of a church is to minister to the people and not to the programs.
教会的事工是对人做工。
And our focus is always on the men and women of God and not on the methods, that we use to outreach to the men and women of God.
我们做的事呢，是对人做事，做人做工，那么这个用一些方法对人对事来对人来做工。
So there are at least seven areas of works that I believe the church can be involved in.
有七个方面教会可以做事工。
And we can learn that from the passages in Acts, where you will see the first international Baptist church in history, the Church of Antioch.
我们这七条呢是根据使徒行传里头的得来的，这个使徒行传里面讲到这个历史上所存在的第一个国际教会。
And I summarize into these seven areas. Number one, worship. Number two, fellowship. Number three, discipleship. Number four, caring. Number five, evangelism. Number six, community outreach. And number seven, missions.
这七个方面呢，是第一个方面就是崇拜，第二个呢是团契，第三个呢是使徒培训，第四个呢是关怀，第五个呢是对外事工，第六个呢是在那个团社的里头的事工，第七个呢是传道。
The number one point is summer worship. Sunday worship. I'm sorry.
星期天早上的主日崇拜。
That's our Sabbath. It's very important. It's God mandated time for us to come and worship Him.
这是我们的安息日，是神要求我们到这里来，到这里来，来崇拜他的日子。
If you think about this, just if or only if that all Christians today truly observe Sabbath or on a Sunday the way that the Old Testament people did.
如果说我们真正的守安息日，像那个旧约时候的人守安息日那样的严格照那个做的话，
If we will absolutely do nothing but to read God's words and meditate on His words and study His words all day long, every single week, what would it do?
就是说想一下这个结果会是什么？如果我们每个星期天什么事都不做，就是静静的静下来，只是学神的话语，读圣经，真正尽心尽意的全部来崇拜主。
What strong testimony it will bring to the world on your belief in God's words?
那么你在对世上所做的这个见证，通过你的行为，会是何等样的一种力量
？Of course, we now live in a quote-unquote modern world that somehow we just couldn't do that. We lose that naturally.
但是担心呢，我们生活在所谓的现代社会，我们失掉了这个真正古代守安息日的这些习惯。
But don't feel guilty about that. It's not just that, but God really is grace. He is graceful. He gave us the time to live now in the New Testament time, where His grace is different.
那么但是呢不要因此感到遗憾，因为神给我们了恩典，是我们在新约时代也可以同样的崇拜主。
However, the essence of observing a Sabbath is critical. In the essence of that understanding the importance of observing one day out of seven days in the week to focus on God.
但是呢安息日的意义是很重要的，就是在一个星期工作了六天之后，第七天的这个休息日，把你的注意力全部的集中在神的身上，这个只知道这个安息日的重要意义的话，也是非常重要必要的。
Sunday Bible classes and the worship time are important. They are both very important. It's the time when we come here and refresh our physical bodies and we can encourage each other spiritually as we share with one another God's blessings in our life through the week.
主日学和主日崇拜是同样很重要的。星期天我们到这里来参加主日崇拜，不仅是在圣灵上得到灵粮，同时呢也是在我们精神上互相帮助、互相鼓励、互相沟通，在神里面共同成长。
It's not only going to deepen the relationship between us, but it's going to deepen our relationship with God.
不仅加深了我们相互之间的关系，也加深了我们和神之间的关系。
It's a time to see God's will in the very organized way, in a time where we can not only praise God and worship Him through our hymns and this message, but through the time when we really open our hearts and seek Him, seek His blessing.
这不仅是一个时候，是今天主日崇拜的，不仅来到这里呢是就是只是禅师，而且也给我们一个机会跟神有一个专业的非常固定的专心的跟神交流的这个时间和机会。
The second part of this is fellowship, and in the application of a TIBC is a Friday night fellowship.
还有呢，就是我们星期五的传奇的时间。
Our Friday night fellowship program is the time when we allow the regular people, to, the attendees, our church members, to bring dishes, bring themselves, bring their testimonies to people that we are trying to outreach to the visitors that are coming our way.
星期五的团契呢，是我们的会员呢带饭带菜到这里来，不仅是我们这一个团契，更重要的是以很多人还没有信主的人呢，给他们一个机会跟我们一块分享神的这个祝福。
It is not just about the meal that we share. It is important. It is good. I enjoy the meal every single week. But it is what is bring out of that meal and the time of fellowship and the time of sharing with one another the blessings and the testimonies that you can give for the name of God.
这个星期五的聚会不仅是美餐，当然说是美餐的话，我每星期一次美餐当然很欣赏，但是更重要的是通过这个星期五的团契的话，你以他人能够分享神给你的祝福，能在别人的属灵生命上能有所帮助。
In that Friday night fellowship, we also include a short worship of songs and some personal testimonies and teachingsvery exciting programs, and we've finished by 9 o'clock in order that we would allow ourselves enough time to continue our witnessing to those that come.
星期五的晚上我们在这个有很多节目，节目之后还有一些崇拜，有一些时间的团契，然后呢过后呢就是使我们有更多的机会与他人分享福音。
The koinonia, the fellowship that God wants us to haveOn a very regular basis is something that's essential to the growth of a Christian life.
神希望我们有机会这样团契，有时间聚会的话，对我们信仰的成长是很重要的。
Now the third point is about discipleship, and in the discipleship, we have a lot going on throughout the week, such as the ladies' Bible study group, the English corner where you see people leading people to come to know Christ.
这个实质培训很重要的，我们教会有很多活动，像是在一块团契祷告了，还有呢很多其他的活动的话，是帮助人能够来认识神的。
But there is one example that I want to especially bring up and focus on is about the discipleship on prayer life.
我想强调的一个就是祈祷。
Because prayer is important, it is a way that we communicate to God.
祈祷是我们跟神交流的一个重要途径。
There have been enough discipleships in our church going through that allow people to learn and grow in His love and admonition.
在我们在通过祈祷的话，我们教会认识了神的大爱。
But my prayer and my desire is to see each one of us to learn the importance of prayer and to master the skill of prayer to understand the reason why we pray and pray as a family.
但是我希望大家认识到，就是不仅是认识到祷告的重要性，而且知道这个祷告的力量是什么，祷告的目的是什么，是我们大家能够共同作为一个家庭一块来共同祈祷。
When we pray together as a church, we will stay together as a church.
我们作为一个教会共同祈祷的话，就共同成长。
Let me go to the next in the list is caring.
下面的是关怀。
Now all of this area of the seven areas I'm talking about, the work of the church work together. They don't work independently.
那么这七个方面呢，就是大家共同协力同工，而不是分散工作。
You can't just pick one and forget about the other six.
你不能说是挑起一头来把其他的都忘掉。
You cannot even pick six and forget about the other one.
或者是挑起六个来把一个忘掉。
All of these areas are what God wanted us to do in the way of the church.
这七个方面都是神希望我们能够做工的方面。
Caring is a very important part in the work of the church.
关怀在教会里头的施工是个很重要的一面。
Jesus came to life, to this earth, in order that we will be cared for.
基督为什么到这世界上来呢？是因为他爱我们。
And he said, I have come that they may have life, that we may have life, and that we will have it to the full.
他说是我到这世上来是为了他们是他们的生命是我们的生命是我们的生命得的更丰盛。
He cares for us, but he wants us to then care for the others.
他爱我们也希望我们能够爱别人。
To care for the other people can be done by a lot of different ways. Your visitations, even the outreach on a Friday night, or even further outreach in our English corner, knowing and understanding the needs of every family that come into your way.
对关怀有多种方式，你可以通过主日学，通星期五的团契，可以通过你的祈祷，也可以通过你到英语角去，这样的话让人看到你，在身上显彰显的神的大爱。
We should not keep Christ's love to ourselves, but because of Christ's love that compels us, that we ought to go and care for the others.
我们不仅是要自爱，而且要让别人看到神给我们的大爱是怎么样与别人分享的。
When you do that, people see your love and Christ's love in action.
这样的话，大家别人就从你身上看到了你的这个神的大爱的具体表现。
Number five, evangelism.
第五的是对外传道。
Talking about evangelism, it's an area where the church is mandated to do because of the Great Commission.
传道呢是神要我们做的工。
But why is it so hard for us as Christians to witness for Christ or to a stranger?
那么就是对一个陌生人去传道，对我们来说为什么会是困难的呢？
And I just bring out one reason based on the example that Donald Peterson, the new CEO of Ford Motor Company, says at one time.
福特公司的总裁有一次说过这样的一句话。
And he says, you better redesign Ford vehicle until you feel you must show off your Ford car to your neighbor.
他说你要重新设计你的福特车，一直到你感觉到你很满意了，想要向你的邻居炫耀的时候，那么就成功了。
You must not stop improving and understanding and enjoying what you have. You don't do that until you feel like you just absolutely have to show it off to your neighbor.
你必须不断的改进，不断的图新，你知道你觉得你有这个强烈的愿望，需要与你的人去分享的时候，那么就是证明你已经达到一定的水平了。
Now, in the church setting, if we can realign our activities and programs in such a way that we all feel so excited, we couldn't wait to share that love of Christ with the people around us, every single neighbor that we run into, the co-workers that sit in the next table.
那么我们教会也需要有同样这样的热情，就希望你自己要有一个强烈的愿望，想与人分享，而且迫不及待的要把你的这个设计好的这些节目的去与人分享，是跟周围的人、跟朋友、跟邻居都分享神的这个事工，做神的事工的话，有这种热情的话，那么你就达到要求了。
Number six, talking about community service, be a community leader.
在社区里的你要做一个领袖。
How we as a church can function as a community leaders and yet not be considered as a community service company.
那么我们为什么要怎么样才能够在社区里头起到领袖作用，而不是作为一个社区里的一个服务机构呢？
How are we different from some organization that are doing the social works?
那么我们和一些社会团体有什么区别呢？
What is the distinguishing mark between a church and an organization?
教会和这些其他机构之间的重要标志是什么呢？
It's the character that we are revealing to the people around us.
是我们向他们所昭示的我们身上的特点。
It's who we are, not so much of what we do.
不是我们所行的事，而是我们内心表现的力量是什么。
And we can truly reflect who we are through the image of Christ that God has revealed to us, and that we reveal that same love and that same character to the people around us. People see the difference.
如果我们把神照在我们身上，行在我们身上的这个形象表现出来的话，那么别人就可以看得到。
Let me support that by another example, a statement made by General Norman. It's a commander of the Allied force during the Persian Gulf War.
在波斯湾战争当中的一个将军做过这样一句评语。
He said that 99% of leaders in this country failed because of their character, not because of their talents or capabilities.
他说百分之九十九的领袖之所以失败的原因不是因为他们的能力，而是因为他们的个人魅力。
Whether or not we can be the leaders in the community depends highly on what kind of character we are revealing to the community.
我们是否能做这个社区的领袖，是看我们身上有没有这样的特性，有没有这样的个人特征。
We could utilize all the resources and the manpower to work with the government and the civic organizations to do all of the things that we can do, but if we forget who we are, then all of the things that we do are in vain.
那么我们也许可以跟这个政府机构或者是跟民事机构呢联合起来做很多事，但如果在做事这些事情当中我们没有一个神所给予我们赋予我们这些特征和特性的话，那么我们所做的一切施工都是无济于事的。
The seventh point, the last certainly not the least, is the global vision that we have to have.
最后一点就是我们必须要有全球远观。
There have been churches after churches that have challenged themselves by giving a lot of what they have, the resources, some of them even more than what they have, to those people outside of their church.
很多教会呢为外头呢提供了很多东西，提供他们所有的一切，甚至他们所不拥有的一切。
A church must have a big heart for mission, and our church does.
我作为一个教会的时候必须要有这个事工的负担，我们教会有就有这样的负担。
Times after times I heard praises from Pastor Ted about our giving to the cooperative program which in a way of supporting the global missions.
我一次又一次听到那个林牧师讲到的，我们教会呢就是支持这个联就是周联会，这样的话就是说我们对全球的事工是有负担的。
Stay up on that. Maybe we ought to increase our percentage next year.
也许明年我们应该增加我们对那个联邦这个周联会的支持。
But there are also other missionaries around the world that we support, either on a personal basis or as a church.
但是我们也作为一个教会，我们也支持一些个人的这个宣教士。
And that we are part of helping out and establishing mission churches.
我们也帮助建立一些新的教会。
So we have to continue to do so, and instead of only looking into ourselves,
我们不应该只看到自己的成长，也应该关怀其他的教会成长。
Now, saying all that I have just said, the work of a church, the seven areas where we cannot lose sight on.
刚才提到的就是那七个方面是我们做教会事工必不可少的。
Let me tell you the danger of losing sight of some of them, what it will lead to.
那么就是说如果在七条当中丢了一条结果会是什么呢？
In the year 2001 annual review of the year's top religious findings, the Southern Baptist General Convention report provides five lists of faith-related surveys results. The five of them is 1. Most revealing, most controversial, most surprising,most significant but not surprising and most challenging faith-related insights.
就是在这个2001年年会在这个所以在这个宗教组织的这个年会上头呢美南浸信会的报道呢提供了下面的这五条这个五条的这个研究结果，就是第一个呢是最有这个突出的表现的，第二是最也具有争议的，第三是对最令人惊讶的，第四是最重要的但并不是令人惊讶的一个结果，第五个呢就是有具有挑战性的，但是而且是跟这个信仰最直接有关的，有最有信仰的这个洞察力的这些发现呢是基于在这个是一些在这个属灵灵命里边的一些估价。
Okay, I'm not going to share with you all of that, but I picked up a few questions that they have surveyed and the responses to those survey that reveal the reality and the danger of.Us as church organization or as a church denomination when we lose sight on the importance focusing the work of God.
刚才讲的是一些调查的这个报告的结果，但我不会一一的讲这些调查结果，但是我要想讲的是如果在教会施工当中施教当中的某些特点的话，那个结果会是什么？
One of the results is The most controversial part is, by the end of this decade, 50 million Americans will seek to have their spiritual experience solely through the internet, rather than the church, and upwards to 100 million Americans will rely upon the internet to deliver some aspects of their religious experience.
就是说在这个本十年以内啊，美国大概会有5000万的人呢是在那个网上去寻找他们属灵方面的支持啊，更多的话还会有大概1亿的人呢会去在这个 internet 网上去寻找他们属灵生命的这个粮食，而不是通过教会，也不是通过个人的一对一的这个接触来增加他们灵命上的经验。
Now let me tell you, it is a sad thing to see a society turning this way just because the technology is not available and just because of the labor cost is too high.
这个实在由于这个技术的高发展，科学技术的发展，因为人力的这个高价，使得这个在属灵的生命上的寻求呢，也转向这个方面，那是一个值得悲哀的事。
What seems to have made it possible for you to access quote-unquote internet access and use it as a solely source to seek spiritual needs and spiritual food and experience, that is just a sad thing to think about.
仅是因为你有这个现代化的手段，你可以上因特网上去，这样的话你就到因特网上去寻找属灵上的粮食的话，这是一个令人悲哀的事实。
Now remember I said the word solely. I use internet a lot. I enjoy the tool. It's powerful. It's very good tool. It is whether or not we use the tool correctly.
我刚才用了一个字，是一个唯一的手段，到 internet 网上去寻找属良生命的唯一手段。这我用的，请注意，我用了唯一的这个字，因为 internet 网确实是一个很好的一个技术，它使我们有机会去更多的收集和管络各种各样的信息。
But so often we as churches could get so caught up with the modern technology that's available and the modern methodology that is available, the programs that are out there available, that we forget that that's not the only thing that we ought to be doing, but what we do as a church to spread the gospel of Christ.
但是呢，我们作为一个教会呢，我们忘掉了传播福音是我们的真正的目的。相反的，而被一些现代科学技术的手段、现代科学技术的方法、一些设备所吸引，而追求那些方面的话，那就忘记了我们事工的真谛。
There is no such thing as an independent Christian. Christians have to function as the body of Christ by fellowshipping with one another regularly, by attending the worship service regularly, by being a part of each other periodically.
那么就是说，你会号称说我是独立的基督徒，没有这样的事。你必须与其他人团契，必须有一个教会共同事工，这样才能完成神的这个使命。
If you think you can be a good Christian simply by living on your own life, a good life, and trying your very best to be a good person, and by getting all the information from internet and rely solely on that for your spiritual experiencing, you are going the wrong way.
那么如果你觉得说你可以做一个独立的基督徒，只要做一个好人行好事，另外到internet网上去找一些属灵的生命来补充自己，你就可以独立做一个好基督徒的话，那么你就错了。
Let me share you with another answer, which I think is very important, is the most challenging faith-related insight. And it says that compared to the teens, throughout the past 20 years, today's teenagers have the lowest likelihood of attending church when they are living independent of their parents.
就是当今的这些青少年啊，他如果跟父母不在一块同居的话，在一块住在一块，而是单独独立出去居住的话，那么就是说他在属灵面上接受作为一个基督徒的这种可能性，比过去就大大减小了。
Just in case those people that missed this, let me repeat. Compared to teens throughout the past 20 years, today's teenagers have the lowest likelihood of attending church when they are living independent of their parents.
就是说，如果他们不跟父母在一块住的话，现在的这个青年人和过去20年的相比的话，就他们作为一个成为基督徒到教会上教会的可能性，就比过去就差得多了。
Now, our church don't have a lot of teenagers, but the teenagers that I see are all very God-honoring teenagers, and I see that they are all living with their parents.
我们这教会里面有很多青少年，但是即使有的这些青少年的话，他们都跟父母住在一块。
Except for those that have gone to college, I guess.
除了上大学以外。
But praise God for that.
赞美主。
But let's take that step further.
让我们再往前看一步。
If we look at the same survey on the children even younger than that, well, unfortunately, when
你单独记住。
But that any children, whatever age, we need to focus on ministering to their hearts even when they are young.
那么就更小的孩子呢，比这个青少年还小的一些孩子呢，我们也应该对他们做事工，因为其实他们年小的时候，我们就应该为他们传授福音。
And I praise God for the way that His Holy Spirit is working among us in causing children, young children, to understand Him and to accept Him and to grow in Him.
赞美主，这圣灵在我们小孩当中工作，使小孩也能够赞美他，也能够敬拜他。
Okay, I have begun by telling you the difference between the work of a church and the church work by sharing with you a story that Moses has given us through the battle with the Amalekites.
那么我今天跟大家分享的就是教会的施工和教会的工作。事物的话，这两个是通过什么呢？通过刚才讲的那段章节，摩西带领以色列人与亚玛力人征战的这个故事来彰显出来的。
And I have then further developed and let you know that the work of a church encompasses several areas that are interdependent, that are all important in order to function as a church.
教会的施工，作为一个教会来说，共同的施工的话，也包括一些方面，这些方面是互相联系、互相支持的，是相互相成的。
Then I have also cautioned you that lose sight of any one area of that would lead to some of the results that are alarming, and I share with you two of the examples.
那么如果说是失掉了当中的某一个方面呢，会导致一些值得大家警觉的结果。
Let me then support with what.The work of a church is like by referring you to another passage of the scriptures.
我也在另外一个章节当中提到，作为一个教会应该做的工作是哪些方面。
And I will use that as a conclusion. If you will look up to the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 through 47.
请大家看《使徒行传》的第二章，42到47节。
The book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 through 47.
使徒行传第二章42到47节。
It says, They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
都他这样这12节这样说，都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼，祈祷。
Now, just in case some of you don't know the terminologies of...Christian thinking the apostles' teaching is the Sunday worship, the fellowship is our Friday night fellowship, the breaking of the bread is the Lord's Supper, most likely, but it entails the meals that we have together. And then the prayer.
这里讲到的遵守使徒的教训，就像我们星期五晚上、星期晚上的团契，星期六的主日学等等，都是使徒的教训。彼此交接的时候，彼此交通。那个掰饼呢，就是一个行这个
圣餐，
守圣餐的一个过程，然后大家在一块祈祷。
I won't go into detail, but if you look all of the passages and read it carefully, you understand exactly the work of a church.
这个章节我不细细讲了，但是你看这一段的话，你就知道教会的事工是由哪些方面组成的。
It goes on to say, everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles.
这里讲的众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇事神迹。
All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods, and they gave to everyone as he had need.
信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
I take Andy and Candy's invitation to a lunch as one of the example of this. Sharing with us each other, we will share a meal together. I will go.
今天这个 Andy 和 Candy 邀请大家去的，就是这两个章节说的一个具体表现，就是说，请大家去跟他们一块去庆祝他们的。庆典那我们一定会要去参加的。
But every day they continue to meet together in the temple courts.
他们天天都在这个殿里边核心惬意的祷告。
They break bread in their homes and they ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people.
他们在家中掰饼，垂着欢喜诚实的心用饭。
And when you do this, what happens?
如果你这样做的话，那结果会是什么呢？
What does the last verse says? And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
就说赞美神得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
This is what you ought to do. What Bible says that the church ought to function if you were going to be an evangelical church.
如果说你要做一个传道的教会的话，这个就是神所赐给你的恩典。
This is exactly what God has in His heart for us as a church, as a body of believers.
这就是神作为要求我们做的事，作为我们来说，作为神的一个肢体，作为神的一个教会，神给我们的任务就是这些。
So at the time of invitation, as Karen played the piano for us, I want you to think about these verses that God has for us, and let us do not lose sight on the work of the church.
当 Karen 弹诗歌的时候，让我们大家都静思默想，同时也让我们知道神要我们做的，要给我们的这些目标和我们的意向呢，让我们不要失落了任何一个。